All right, 12:44 here on The Mindset on the Big 550 KTRS. The web poll question today is this fair? 53% of Americans pay all the income taxes in the U.S. That means 47% of families don't pay anything. It's according to Deloitte Tax, and it's because of deductions. It's because of tax breaks and such. But 53% of Americans pay all the income taxes. Simple question. Is that fair? You can text your message to the Aflac text message line, which is 84126. Speaking about money, man, it is one of the biggest issues when it comes to divorce, isn't it? Matter of fact, the study that was done recently reports here that couples who reported disagreeing about finance once a week were 30% more likely to get divorced than couples who reported disagreeing about finances just a few times a month. So the more often it's brought up in conversation, the more likely it is going to lead to a divorce. Yes, but it's not as simple as that. Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, he joins us here on The Mindset once again. Hi, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Good to be here, John.
All right, let's talk. Is it always money? Is that what you always find? Infidelity now and again, but is it usually money that drives the wedge between people?
Well, you know, it's difficult to identify the cause and the effect in divorce. I mean, this study, incidentally, has some flaws, but it was is a pretty large group, 2,800 or so people, and they were followed over a five-year period. And it did suggest that the more often they argued about money, the greater the probability of divorce. And there's probably some truth to that, in part because in the United States, we live on the edge financially. I mean, we're a consumer culture. So we're spenders, not savers, and ultimately, if you have a party who's inclined to spend beyond their means and they're already on the outer edge of what's possible, then that's going to create a lot of conflict in the marriage.
Well, here's what I find interesting in this study, Joe, is that, you know, they talked to people over a five-year span here, like you said. For wives, it was disagreements over finances and sex. Nothing else, just those two things, finances and sex. And for men, it was all financial for them, leading to a divorce. So obviously, this is a big issue, yet nobody really wants to go to counseling and learn. You see this all the time. What do you suggest to couples?
Well, first of all, I think that it should only be legal to marry after age 30. the fact is, people change a lot in their 20s, and so I know that there's a very high divorce rate, and these statistics vary around the country, but they all agree that couples who marry in their early 20s are much more likely to get divorced. But given that they've taken time to get to know the other's philosophy about a lot of important things, including religion and financial matters and other things, then I think that their chances of success are much greater. But, you know, let me hurry to add that I'm a little skeptical that these other issues are really driving the divorce itself. I think that often what happens is couples find they're in a marriage that's less than perfect, as they all are. And ultimately, though, this marriage might survive this trough. So let's assume that there are a lot of arguments regarding money. I think that most couples that get divorced would have survived that period except for one of the parties meet someone, perhaps in the workplace, perhaps elsewhere, but that ultimately becomes the vehicle that they ride out of that marriage. But if surveyed, they're never going to say, well, gee, I divorced my husband because I found somebody better. They'll say, well, we argued a lot, and, oh, incidentally, we argued about money. So I think that the element that has to be there in the vast majority of divorces is that the party who wants out has met somebody else.
What about the recession? Are you seeing an uptick in cases here? Because I've seen reports also saying people are putting off the divorce because their finances are a mess. So what are you seeing during the recession?
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's a fact that for most Americans, a divorce is a sort of discretion purchase. It's a purchase that wasn't necessary. They could have coexisted with this other person, but they choose not to because they can afford to get out. Well, during hard economic times, and statistics from the Depression confirm this, during the Depression, the divorce rates went down over 25%. So it was a dramatic reduction in divorce during that period. And similarly here today, to the extent that couples are on the edge and they're barely able to survive together, they're far more likely to stay together, I think, than to charge out of the marriage, as many did, I think, in greater numbers during the boom years of the 90s and the early 2000s.
Wow, interesting. All right, Joe, we're up against the break. Good to check in with you once again. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Joe Cordell of Cordell and Cordell here in St. Louis. He's got a good business, too. Nice niche.